I know you weren't here last year when Aaron got hurt, and you weren't here in 2013 when he got hurt. But both those plays were, he was outside the pocket, on the move, and obviously got hit and fell on the collarbone. How do you balance the line between not taking away those types of plays that he's so good at with also trying to help him protect himself from himself?
Well, you're right. I wasn't here. And obviously Aaron's done a great job. Best in the league at playing in the pocket and extending plays outside the pocket. You know, that won't change. And, you know, moving forward, we expect, you know, Aaron to play the way he always has.
What kind of approach do you take with Deshaun Kizer? I know he's a second-year guy, but had that experience there last year, and now you bring him in. Do you almost treat him like a rookie and start from square one?
Well, you know, you kind of treat him all the same. When the off-season program starts, you kind of go back to, you know, day one, square one. You know, you teach the system, you know, the offensive identification system, the run game, the protections, the passing game, the fundamentals, the techniques, the pass game reads. So, you know, the nice thing about the offseason is you kind of start from scratch again. So, you know, Deshaun, very fortunately, got a chance to play a lot of football last year. You know, there's no substitute for experience.
Is Mike McCarthy's stress on footwork for a quarterback just him being adamant about it, or are there unique things that Mike asks a quarterback to do footwork-wise?
Well, you know, footwork's very important in the West Coast offense. You know, the timing and rhythm, you know, all the routes are coordinated to the quarterback's footwork, you know, the ball handling, the different types of footworks. So, you know, it's something that Mike learned, you know, through Paul Hackett through Bill Walsh, and it's been handed down. You know, it's fun to teach it. The players love it. Aaron Rodgers and the rest of the guys do a great job with it.
Frank, how do you, you know, I don't know how much time you've gotten to spend with Aaron now, because I know, as Mike always talks about, the CBA puts some less than ideal limitations on you guys, but have you kind of gotten a feel for how you're going to go about building your relationship with him and the connection you two need to have?
Well, sure. You know, relationships, any relationship takes time. So, you know, it's a daily process. We only have so much time every day in the building. I'm so impressed with Aaron, not only as a quarterback, but as a person. You know, so bright, functionally intelligent, thinks and reacts so quickly. The other thing that's so impressive is, you know, the leadership that he brings to the whole quarterback group, especially on the field. They have great interaction. You know, he's an open book. So, you know, it's like any other relationship. Every day it grows.